Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Akatolt, bringing you today's news from Hungary. Let's get started. Cooperation between Kazakhstan and Hungary needs to be intensified. This was one of the main topics discussed at official negotiations between the two countries' leaders on Wednesday. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán met the Kazakh president and prime minister in Astana, the capital. During the talks, Hungarian and Kazakh entrepreneurs signed bilateral agreements at a business forum.
On the second day of his official visit, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán met President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, then also conferred with his Kazakh colleague, Karim Masimov. After the conference, he signed a mutual cooperation agreement with members of the government. They agreed to establish a Kazakh-Hungarian strategic council and the start of a Kazagro holding Exim Bank fund.
Today, we are signing several agreements that may help. There is a flagship as well, Hungarian oil company MOL, which is Hungary's biggest and one of the Central Europe's strongest companies. Prime Minister Masimov has always encouraged and supported the investments of this company, for which we are truly grateful, and the President Nazarbayev expressed his intention to be supportive to the presence of this Hungarian company in Kazakhstan also.
Other agreements, for example, include a direct flight between the two countries as soon as possible and to cooperate in nuclear and engineering fields as well. At the time of the official visit, Hungarian and Kazakh entrepreneurs participated at a business forum in Astana. Kazakh Prime Minister Karim Masimov talked about the strategic council the Prime Minister just previously agreed on with Viktor Orbán that may help entrepreneurs make the most of new possibilities. Viktor Orbán said at the business forum that a strong cooperation is needed between the European Union and the Eurasian Economic Union, and Hungary is working towards that in the upcoming years.
The government is sticking to its conservative forecast of an economic growth of 2.5% this year and a budget deficit of 2.4%, an economy ministry official said on Wednesday. But last year's data suggests that economic growth could be higher than expected in 2015, State Secretary for Public Finances Benő Péter Banai told press. Also on Wednesday, the Central Statistical Office said that last year the country's budget deficit came to 829 billion forints, about 2 billion euros, or 2.6% of gross domestic product based on European Union accounting methodology. Quoting central bank data, the State Statistics Office said public debt had fallen from 77.3% in 2013 to 76.9% compared to GDP by the end of 2014. Also on Wednesday, the foreign trade statistics arrived. Export has further increased, and not only in Hungary, but for example also in Germany. All signs point to export causing further growth in the economy.
Thanks to small companies' export, Hungarian foreign trade has significantly increased. According to data from the Central Statistical Office, export has increased by 7.4% and import by 5.8% in the month of January compared to a year earlier. Export reached 6.8 billion euros and import reached 6.1 billion euros, growing by almost 40% to more than 700 million euros in the first month of the year. State Secretary for Economic Regulation Béla Gladfeder said Wednesday morning that the significant foreign trade increase is mainly due to low oil prices, which caused imports to grow at a smaller rate, and also to the fact that Hungarian production has expanded and national companies are exporting more. It's apparent that all export increase and production growth is good for the whole of Hungarian economy, and thus for small and middle-sized companies as well. Small and mid-sized ventures are important suppliers in the automobile and machine industry in Hungary. Therefore, broadening export possibilities is granting them more and more chances and greater economic possibilities, said the state secretary. An economic expert told M1 that increasing export is of key importance to the Hungarian economy. The growing foreign trade and export shows that Hungarian companies can supply competitive products, meaning companies can further invest, develop, and create new jobs, so employment may further increase, said David Németh. Based on statistics, the automobile, machine and pharmaceutical industry were primary motors of foreign trade, just as before.
In the latest police proceedings against the broker firm Questor, officials have seized 160 billion forints, more than half a billion euros worth of possessions. An official of the Budapest Public Prosecutor's Office announced deposits, bonds, shares, real properties and movables have been seized. The assets in question are already valued at 10 billion forints, more than the sum they are being prosecuted for, 150 billion forints, or about 500 million euros. The chief public prosecutor said earlier the proceedings are being executed in a lawful and reasonable fashion. According to the opposition Socialist Party MSP, ruling party Fidesz's law allowing compensations for the victims of broker scandals excludes brokerage firm Questor from the asset impound. So the socialists asked President János Áder not to sign the law accepted by parliament on Tuesday. Gergely Bárándi said that the legislative committee motioned a corrective proposal that, as he phrased, saves Questor Bank from impoundment.
We will propose a law amendment which will ask the parliament to negotiate through extraordinary proceedings so the amendment can exclude the ruling already enforced from the newly accepted law.
Hungary continues to support Ukraine's territorial integrity and condemns the apparent Russian aggression taking place every day, said the chairman of Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee during a two-day official visit in Kiev. Zsolt Németh said it was reassuring that the situation in Ukraine is continuously improving, in line with the Minsk agreement, bringing the country closer to peace. At the same time in Berlin on Wednesday, Ukraine was granted a 300 million euro grant by Germany to support the country's economy and healthcare system. Hungarians form a 160,000-strong minority community in Subcarpathia, the westernmost province of Ukraine. Hungarian President János Áder received his Croatian counterpart at an unofficial work lunch on Wednesday in Tihany at Lake Balaton. Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović arrived to Hungary on the invitation of the president. Leaders reportedly discussed Croatian-Hungarian relations, minority issues, economic cooperation and the still unsettled MOL-INA matter. The Croatian president said that Hungary is a friend who stood by Croatia even during the toughest times, during the Yugoslav War. An America Day took place at high school in Sumbathe in joint support by the government and the Embassy of the United States. The aim was for students to not only speak the English language, but to get to know traditions celebrated in the U.S.
Kids are singing American songs before the spring break in Western Hungary's Szombathely at the Kanizsai Dorottya High School. At the school now, everything is about America. I think it's very important to get to know other cultures. Teachers and students have done a lot in order to make this fun. Every room is different, but I prefer to be here because there is music all the time, says Sabina. Students could not only take part in musical programs. The aim of the U.S. Embassy and the Ministry of Human Resources was to make sure that kids get all the information for studying further in the United States. There are also sports and cultural programs because it's Students' Day. We try to mix the programs so that it connects to American culture and traditions, and apart from this, they can participate at performances, said one of the teachers. Steve Lindsay of the Secretariat of the U.S. Embassy talked about the diversity of the American culture. He said that it would be great if children could not only get to know the country from television and advertisements, but in person as well.
For example, in Innsbruck, my university had an exchange program with Innsbruck. So we would go there during the summer, and I don't know, maybe like a month, and just kind of do an exchange program. It was a summer program.
The Szombathely Trade and Catering Training School also joined the events, where Andy Vina held presentations about the American film industry.
That's all for today from Hungary Reports. Tune in tomorrow night, as every night, for current events from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Thanks for watching. Jó éjszakát!